Hey guys, I'm Sam. I go to J.J. Pierce, and I'm going to be attending A&M in the fall, spring. Fall. So I've worn a couple different labels in high school, but the one I want to talk about tonight is prideful failure. Now these words together may seem a little bit weird. How can someone have pride and both be a failure? To help you understand where this label finds its roots, I want to share something with y'all. When Jermaine asked me to share my testimony, I was tempted to say no. I didn't know how my story matched the theme of labels. If you know me, you know that I truly don't care what other people think of me. So I'm not concerned with any labels that other people might put on me. Sure, making fun of or looking stupid hurts, but I can very easily get over it. So I took it a step farther. I asked myself, why don't I care when other people talk about me or try to bring me down? Is it because I've heard it enough to where it doesn't affect me? Is it because I don't care about the person, so what they say has no bearing on me? Both of these reasons were accurate to a point, but I could tell they weren't the real reason. It wasn't until recently that I was talking with my small group and that they showed me some insight. They showed me with so much insight that it was scary, and it showed me what I just couldn't see. The thing is, my label wasn't facing others. It was facing myself. It's a mirror that only I could see, and all I could see was a failure. Whenever I saw myself, all I could think was, I'm not smart enough, not fast enough, not cool enough. The list went on and on. The amount of impact that these words had on me crushed my motivation and my ability to even try. I knew I wouldn't succeed, so why would I even put in the effort? It didn't matter how much others tried to bring me up, all I could see of myself was a failure. Even when I gave my best, I still saw something I did wrong, and I couldn't be satisfied in my work no matter the effort. It's kind of ironic. The week before Jermaine asked me to share my testimony, my small group leader assigned me a book to read, and the first chapter was on pride. I didn't think pride was an issue because it didn't matter to me how others saw me. But through journaling and reading this book, and mainly by talking with my small group and my leaders, I figured out that part of my labor is pride, but it's in a unique way. I'm fine with looking like a terrible runner or like 10 times worse than the slowest guy out there, but it's as long as it's on my terms. As long as I know I didn't give it my all, I'm okay with getting beat. This was extremely evident when I was really psyched up and pumped for a track race, but as soon as I realized my times weren't as fast as anyone around me, I just gave up before the race even began. I started jogging and I got killed, but it was okay, right? Because I knew I didn't even try my best. But the thing is, I still saw myself as a failure because I realized I didn't even try. I got so down on myself, I just thought I sucked. I sat on the turf after that race for at least half an hour. It broke me. I couldn't understand why I didn't run. I took off my cross necklace and I just threw it onto my shoes. I didn't think I could rep God when I couldn't even look into the mirror. Obviously, I was at war with myself. I can't try without thinking I could have done better. I couldn't even give up because then I would hurt both my pride and think of worse than myself. It was impossible for me to see myself in a positive light. I could just see this prideful failure. In Ephesians 6:7, God says to work with enthusiasm as though you're working for the Lord rather than for people. I've heard this verse a lot, but I always brush it off because I don't work for others. But in this case, I think I'm one of those people. Instead of working for the Lord, I'm working for myself. He calls us to work for him as best we can, no matter what we do. He sees me as loved, so why do I only see myself as a failure? He's already proud of me. In 1 Samuel 16:7, he says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Don't judge by his appearance or height, for I've rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.'" It didn't matter if I didn't think I was good enough. God thought enough to me to send his own son to die for me. He loves me no matter how I perform. He looks at my heart, not my results. I've already received the sacrifice, so it doesn't matter what I think of myself. Christ loves me, and that's the only identity I will ever need. My leaders and the great friends of my small group are always around me. They constantly remind me that I need to work for God, not for myself. Because of this strong group, I can honestly say that I'm working on it. It's not easy, but I've made some steps in the right direction. That doesn't mean I don't fall back on my own labels by any means. It means that I know my labels aren't who I'm defined as, and how God is the only label who should affect my life. I once wore the label of a prideful failure, but now God has shown me and labeled me as loved and accepted. With his help, I'm able to put my old label on the cross, and I'm able to wear the label he has given me.